Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K1RA activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held weekly on Sunday night at 8 p.m. local on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz. For more information about ARA or the repeater, please see our website at w4va.org. My name is Andy, and I will be your net control this evening. But the purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio on-the-air voice protocol and the net operations. These skills are vitally important in the event of crisis, communications, and is the intent of FARA to build or refresh these skills through its net. This serves for both a training for net operators as well as participants. The second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering of FARA members and other interested amateurs, whereby they can engage in the discussion of technical topics and exchange technical information related to the radio art. Non-technical discussions or comments are not prohibited, but the theme of this net is technical, and FARA's intention with this net is to provide information on technical topics, both new and seasoned amateurs. This is a directed net. In the first phase of this net, I will pass information in a general broadcast to all listening amateurs. During this period, the net control may offer or solicit a technical question for comment. This is intended as a conversation starter for the net and to grow the ability of participating amateurs, many of whom may be new to the hobby, join in an on-the-air conversation with comments. Of course, any other comments you may have on amateur radio or your activities this past week are also welcome. After the broadcast phase of the net, net control will invite check-ins. When prompted by net control, each amateur wishing to join the net should transmit and say their entire call. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Please note net control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. Once all participants have checked in, net control will call each station and invite them to transmit. When called upon by the net, participants should take up to 90 seconds to introduce themselves, describe their amateur radio or technical activities this past week, and offer a response to any topic or question posed by net control or participants. To have information for the group, you should unkey and wait for the beep that indicates a reset of the repeater timer, noting that our repeater's timer has a 3-minute timeout. If you're always interested in any other relevant amateur radio or technical topic you may wish to comment upon or ask about during your turn. At the conclusion of the comments, net participants should ID and pass the repeater back to net control. This is K1RA. So in technical news this week, just a couple of comments, and I'm sure hopefully some of our participants will chime in with some more details. We had the CQ Worldwide PWDX contest this past weekend, ending about an hour ago. I sent out a couple of pictures to Groups IO, our web forum, with some pictures of the SDR here at the shack and a view of the 10-meter band. It was alive and kicking. Lots of CW stations coming in this morning from North America, South America, and Europe. I'm sure anybody who was on would have had a great time on 10 meters tonight, today. As well, 6 meters was in pretty good shape. This being the Thanksgiving weekend, I'm not sure how many participants we'll have, but if we don't have any comments for topics, maybe I'll throw one in before I go through the round of check-ins. As far as FARA news, we have our upcoming holiday gathering, December 9th at 4 p.m. at the PATH Foundation Building. Please see our website for holiday details and a sign-up sheet for the potluck gathering. On December 14th, second Thursday of this month at 7:15 p.m. We have our monthly club meeting at Foundation Building. If you cannot attend in person, we have an open WebEx session open to all members and local hams alike. Please, again, see our website for more details. There is a VE testing session on December 16th at 9:30 a.m., sponsored by Virginia Volunteer Examiners. And finally, at the end of this month, on December 30th at 8 a.m. at the club breakfast held at the Bistro at Fauquier Hospital. Just had one yesterday. Those who may have attended may have some comments on how that went. And that is it for announcements. This is K1RA. So at this time, I will invite check-ins from amateurs wishing to participate in tonight's net. Please state your call sign and listen for acknowledgement by net control. Each participant will be called in order recognized by net control. This is K1RA. Please call now.
K1HTV. Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November.
This is K04ENZ, Chuck.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, Matt.
K4EI.
Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar, Glenn.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Zulu Hotel. No comment this evening, Andy. Thanks.
Alpha Golf 4, Sierra Romeo.
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Yankee.
Hey, very good. Thanks for everybody for checking in. I've got K1HTV, WD8QCN, KO4VNZ, KO4WYX, K4EI, KW4TO, M40ZH, no comment, AG4SR. I believe that was Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Yankee Echo. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Do we have any other check-ins for the net tonight? Please call now. Okay, hearing none, I'll ask any of the check-ins this evening if you have a comment for the net discussion or a question that you want to pose to the net. Please drop your call now. Okay, hearing none, I will, throw something out there based on something I'd seen on our group's IO forum maybe about a week or so back. I don't know if it's been discussed on any of the nets of late, but I'll throw it out there anyway, maybe with my own twist. There was a mention of a new Netflix series called All the Light We Cannot See, and has some basis in radio. And I guess my question for those participating tonight, are there any favorite movies or TV shows that you may have watched in the past or seen or that has some form of radio, specifically amateur radio related, but anything relating to radio communications that you might share, let's hear what you've seen and what you've thought about the movie or the TV show and maybe how well represented radio or the technical aspects of communications. So at the top of the net tonight, we have K1HTV. Go ahead.
Andy, and thanks for doing the net. This is K1HTV in Amosville. Well, enjoyed the breakfast. We had 14 folks that I counted at the breakfast. Good round table of all kinds of discussions going on. We had a couple of new hams that had never been there before. A K4HCO was one. Steve. AG4SR was a neighbor of K7TRB. Gordon was there, K7TRB, and a whole bunch of regulars. And good gathering. Unfortunately, they did not have the cook there. The chef was not there this morning, so they had prepared and wrapped a couple things, egg McMuffins or McMuffins, whatever they call them, egg muffins, and some bacon and some sausage, and self-serve and self-pay. So it was kind of disappointing, but we still had a good gathering there. The solar flux climbed up to 190 a couple days ago, went down to the 170s. It's back up to 180 today. And with it, this morning, leaving church, I checked put the Android on, and before I left the parking lot, I noticed that K2ZD and K1TOL up in Maine, in Jersey and Maine, were working ZS New Zealand, ZS stations in South Africa. So I started calling CQDX as I drove home, and by the the time I got home, right before I got home, I noticed that ZS4TX in South Africa was, I decoded at least one decode. So I started calling him. I never did work him, but I got the PSK reporter flags from both ZS4TX and ZS4NK, both in South Africa, on 6-meter FT8. So it's good to see some activity. I'm hoping that tomorrow morning we'll bring some more DX on 6 meters. After that opening, around 90 minutes later, I had the first really F2 opening into Europe. Worked 8 stations in Spain and 3 in Portugal. Copied a couple of Italian stations. And I noticed that using the antenna, normally for E-skip, you have to use using the low antenna for the best signal. This time I had to use the both antennas in phase, which makes for a very low takeoff angle, which would indicate the skip is coming in at a very low angle, probably a single F2 hop. So this is really F2. This evening, New Zealand's being worked by New Jersey and Maine, but I'm not hearing anything from New Zealand tonight on 6 meters. So fun 6 meter day. Looking forward to going to the party. I've already signed up for the holiday/Christmas party on the 9th. Hope you all do the same. Got to figure out what I'm going to bring for a side, but looking forward to the gathering over at the PATH Foundation on the 9th. I think it's 4:30 in the afternoon, so whenever. That's it for now. Back to Net Control. This is K1H TV.
Hey, Dad. Very good, and thanks for your comments and notes about 6 meters, and I know you worked a couple of Europeans today as well, so the conditions will continue, and solar flux will remain high. And for those who can get on 10 meters, that's the next best bet. It's been a lot of fun the last couple of days listening to that band and all the DX coming through. Next on the list, we have Steve, WDAQCN. Go ahead.
Pick it up, Steve. I have one more comment, Andy. I forgot to talk about the movie.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It's K1H TV. Sorry, some of my notes, I didn't see it. As far as the movies, the one I can remember is one called Frequency. It starred Ham Radio with, I believe, a Heathkit SB, maybe 101 or one of the old Heathkit radios, where a fellow was communicating with his dad, who used to be a ham, and it was good. I think it was good for ham radio, but they're technically the way they pass things over, they seem like they're almost running duplex operation, which you can't really do on HF. But it all happened during an aurora. It was a fun movie. So if you haven't seen it yet, check out Frequency. That's it. Back to Net Control, K1H TV.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's one of the many I have on my list here, so we'll see how many others can be checked off before I add my comments. Okay, thanks, Dad. Okay, Steve, back over to you. WDAQCN from K1RA. Go ahead.
K1RA on the net, WDAQCN, evening to all. Thanks for picking it up today, Andy. Yeah, regarding the movies, it's been a good while since I've caught one, I think, that had ham radio featured front and center. Frequency was the one that leapt to mind, so interesting to see what others you might have on your list there, see what I've been missing. not really chasing the movies too hardly here lately, too many other things going on, but I'll echo Rich's comments there. The DX has been absolutely great this week, worked so many islands. I finally broke 200 DXCC entities confirmed. And still counting here, so they're rolling in. Trying to work the last couple of EK9s and that C21 that's still hanging out there. They seem to be operating at odd times a day or on odd bands that don't quite match up with the propagation to our neighborhood quite exactly, so I have to catch them at just the right time of day. So I'll keep looking for them. That's about it here. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving holiday, and looking forward to the holiday gathering down there at the PATH Foundation on the 9th. Hope to see you all there. Back to you, K1RA and the net, WD8QUCN.
Okay, Steve, very good. Well, congrats on breaking the 200 mark, and now just another 100 more to break the 300 mark. I guess this is the time to be trying to do it, though, with conditions as good as they are. Look forward to seeing you at the holiday party as well. Thanks for checking in. Next on the list, we have Chuck, KO4VNZ. Go ahead.
K1RA, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck in 04.
Haven't done much on the radio. I did get my power supply repaired. I think I mentioned that on the last set. But I haven't used the radio much. I've been busy putting up Christmas decorations after Thanksgiving, and then after the breakfast yesterday, I ended up going down to a baby shower for my granddaughter. But not much on the radio. To the question, I can think of a couple movies with my old brain, the synapses aren't there to come up with the title. So probably the most prominent one, and I just saw it in the last 2 weeks on Turner Classic Movies, and the basic story was a young ham is visited by, I guess, the FCC or whatever its equivalent was, just before our involvement in World War II. And in that movie, they announced that they are closing down all the ham transmitting. But they encourage all the hams to listen. And then this kid gets recruited into an agency that essentially investigates illegal signals. And it shows them TFing signals from Nazi spies. So it's a short film. It usually runs after a baby film. And I think I've seen it one other time on Turner Classic. The name of it just eludes me. Anyway, that's my contribution to the question. I know there's some Andy Hardy movies. The mother who's away visiting sick relatives or something. Anyway, that's it for me. This is KO4BNZ. Thank you, Andy, for taking the net. 73.
Hey, Chuck, very good. By the way, a little noisy there during that transmission, but able to copy okay. It sounds like you're on the HT in the house, maybe sitting in the easy chair, moving around a little bit. But very good. Well, I'd be interested to know the title of that Turner Classic movie. Anybody else has seen it? Sounds interesting. Not on my list. Sounds like maybe an oldie but a goodie. Okay, very good. Next on the list, Matt, KO4WYX. Go ahead.
This is KO4WYX. Good evening, all, and happy late Thanksgiving. Sorry I missed some of you guys on Saturday. I got tied up with other events. I don't have any comments for the net. Just wanted to say hello to everyone. Can't think of any movies off the top of my head. If I do, I'll come back. But that's all I got for you guys. KO4WYX, back to net. Have a wonderful evening.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for checking in. Okay, Robert, K4GVH, I'll put you at the bottom of the list. Thanks for calling in. And next on the list, Jeff, K4EI, over to you from K1RA.
K1RA from K4EI. Well, good evening, Andy. Good evening to everyone on the net this evening. Interesting question. I love movies about things I'm interested in. And unfortunately, I've just not found an awful lot involving ham radio, which is it's unfortunate. And what is out there and what I've seen tends to not be terribly accurate. But you know, you have that suspension of disbelief kind of thing going with a lot of movies anyway. So I'd be willing to put up with that if I could find some decent movies. Frequency was the one that came to mind. That was a pretty good movie. I'll mention one other one called Testament. It was kind of a depressing movie because it's an apocalyptic post-nuclear war kind of thing. And there's a bit of ham radio in it. It's really not a lot, but there's a little bit in there. And like I said, it's kind of depressing because the broader theme of that movie is reasonably well done, I think. So probably the movies I most like about ham radio, ARRL's got a series on De-Expeditions, and I bought all those, and I enjoy watching those. And those are, of course, quite a bit more accurate, but they're not fictional either. So anyway, that's that. Anyway, great to hear everyone this evening, and with that, I'll turn it back to you, Andy, K1RA from K4EI.
Okay, Jeff, very good. Well, thanks for your comments. I'll have to look up Testament. I hadn't seen that one before, but I do have a comment when I get to my list about the apocalyptic nature of some of these movies and what radio does play in them. Next on the list, Glenn, KW4TO. Go ahead.
Good evening. This is Glenn, KW4TO. I had to think for a minute, and I guess I'm sort of into documentary films, and not directly ham radio, but in terms of radio, there's a great documentary that came out about 2020 called Tesla. It's about Nikola Tesla, and really enjoyed that. And there's another neat documentary that came out on BBC. You can find it online. It's called Castles in the Sky. It's about 1930s, the group of people who invented radar to detect incoming German attacks in England. So Castles in the Sky is about the creation of radar, and that's another good one. Hope everyone's doing well. I'll pass it back to Ned. This is Glenn, KW4TO.
Okay, Glenn, very good. Castles in the Sky and Tesla. Made a note of those, and we'll see if anybody else can chime in with a couple more here tonight. We had Gil, KM4OZH, no comment. Thanks for checking in, Gil, if you're still listening. Have a good evening. And next, AG4SR, Steve, over to you.
Thank you, Andy. Wanted to just jump in and say thanks for the invite for breakfast. I enjoyed joining everybody at breakfast yesterday. Good to see some friendly faces and get to meet the folks with a face-to-face QSL. Also wanted to shout out a big thanks to K7TRB and to K1HTV for all their help teaching me about FT8 and getting WSJTX set up. Today, since I've gotten that going about lunchtime, I've made contacts in 19 countries plus Alaska and Hawaii. So pretty successful day so far getting to play on it. So the band opening on 10 meters, and right now I'm playing around on 40 meters. Back to you, Net Control.
Okay, Steve, very good. Well, congratulations on getting on the air and joining the ranks of FT8. Yeah, it's a good mode to get on with HOA / antenna restricted stations. They don't need a lot of power, don't need a really huge signal to work the world. So glad that you've got it set up, and hope you enjoy the new conditions. Glad you were able to attend the breakfast. Sorry I wasn't able to make it and meet you in person. But I know you're a relatively close neighbor on the other side of Blackwell, so hopefully we'll run across each other here at a meeting or somewhere in town. Next on the list, KO4AYE. Please introduce yourself. Go ahead. This is K1RA. KO4AYE, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Yankee Echo. Are you still on frequency? Okay, I guess not. We'll give one more call before the net is out, see if he comes back. And then we had a late check-in, K4GVH. How you doing, Robert? Have you been enjoying the new condition, the good conditions lately? Over to you.
Call me there, did you call me yet there, K4GVH?
Yeah, Robert, you're next. Go ahead. How you doing?
Good to see you there, Andy. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, Hood, Virginia Ham. Good to hear everyone on the net this evening. Be looking forward to seeing you today. Come out Tuesday morning to get my voice dialer back working. It got lost numbers in it. Not looking too forward to have the program, but we got to do it again, so I wish it was a way it could store the memories in there without losing them. So hope the next time when we get it back working that everything will work well and get all my 50 numbers back that I had. I lost Karen's number, everybody's number. So looking forward to December the 9th as well, coming to the party that y'all going to have for Christmas. And looking forward to that. Just thought I'd check in to keep the numbers up. This is K4 Golf, Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and 73 there, Andy. And have a blessed evening.
Okay, Robert, very good. Well, thanks for checking in. Look forward to catching up with you at the holiday party, and we'll catch you again here soon on the repeater. Okay, that brings us to the bottom of the list of the net tonight. I'll make another call. Are there any other check-ins for the Sunday night net here? Please call now. This is K1RA.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango.
Kilo Delta 4, Romeo Echo Echo.
Okay, we've got Travis, W8BT, and Sin, KD4REE. Good evening to both of you. If you hadn't heard or not listening long enough, the topic tonight was, do you know of, have watched, or have any favorite movies or television shows that had or featured in any way, big or small, ham radio or some form of communications, and what did you think of the movie or TV show? Over to you, Travis, K1RA.
Hey, good evening, Andy, and all in the net. Andy, thanks for doing your net. I caught the end of your question, but I was watching the end of the football game and couldn't quite get back to checking on the first round. But the movie that came to my mind was Phenomenon from 1996, starred John Travolta and Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker was the ham radio operator. I believe he had a Kenwood rig. And his call sign in the movie was WB6 Quebec Lima Foxtrot. And I didn't realize it until I just looked it up. It's QLF is sending with my left foot. But and apparently there's actually a real ham that has that call sign in California. I don't have that up in front of me, but that was the movie that came to my mind. It was an okay movie. Kind of about some weird things going on with John Travolta, but anyway. Aside from that, I picked up a new to me Fluke 97, as mine had gotten a little quirky and having some error messages. Picked that up this week yesterday from a fellow member, and the backlight wasn't working on it, but I had seen a video in the past about how the backlight wouldn't work, and it was one bad capacitor, a little surface mount, I think 10 microfarad cap that was bad. So I stuck another cap on the board, just removed it with a soldering iron, kind of sketchy, but put a new cap in there, and the backlight's working. It's an electroluminescent display, and it looks great, and I now have a nice Fluke 97 scope meter working. So anyway, that's about all from me. K1RA, W8BT, back to net.
Okay, Travis, very good. Well, congrats on the repair, and I can't tell you how many times I've had a piece of equipment fail due to a bad capacitor. I guess one of the most common things I've seen lately are some of these LED lights, especially the screw-in light bulbs. Some of the older ones, you could take apart and look at the switching power supply that was in the base of the socket and fix those. Everything these days is potted. The LEDs will last a lifetime, it seems, but those capacitors tend to go bad, and then the light doesn't light up. So I've got a ton of LED discs extracted from those screw-in light bulbs that should make a panel of with some sort of external supply. Anyway, very good on Phenomena. That was one of my movies on the list with John Travolta. I did enjoy that movie. It was a good. I didn't recall the call sign WB6QLF though, but was aware of the QLF sending with your left foot Q signal. So thanks for adding that to the list. Sim, over to you tonight. How are you doing? KD4REE from K1RA.
Yeah, I couldn't really think of any movies or TV shows that feature communications, although I have been doing research on telephone systems for my comic series drawings, whatever you want to call it. So that's what I've been doing, just reading about the old copper telephone system and rotary dial systems, and just got inspired after seeing some old cartoons from the 1960s. And I also found some old documents on the old analog systems that once operated on 35 megahertz, I believe, and then they moved to, the FCC added channels on around 52 megahertz and another dozen or so channels on 450 megahertz, so that's news to me. Nothing else going on, just still doing the research and typing on computers. So I'll turn it back to you, Andy, from KD4RE.
Okay, Sam, very good. Well, good luck with your research, and hope you can wrap that up soon. But be interested to hear more what you learn along the way. One of the future nets. Okay, that's the bottom of the list. We'll take one more round of check-ins or rechecks. Please call K1RA now. Okay, very good. Well, I will wrap up with some final comments. As far as my radio activities, I'm working on building a SatNog station. I've got a bunch of Raspberry Pi 4s from an old project and a couple of outdoor enclosures. Looking to package that with a couple of cheap SDRs to be able to put up on the roof and to be able to receive some of the 400 megahertz, 70 centimeter, and 2 meter, 144 megahertz satellites. Also looking to maybe get my mesh node up in the box as well to get the 900 megahertz antenna, maybe up another 10 or 15 feet on the roof. Feed the system with Ethernet, power over Ethernet, and have no line loss at the VHF, UHF, and microwave frequencies. They'll have remote access to the computer on the roof to power them. And the other project, I'm still working on a KA9Q radio project. A KA9Q radio, if you're interested, is a software package written for Linux, which supports a number of the SDRs. It is a command line based SDR system. No GUI, but it does offer a lot of interesting possibilities for scripting and streaming audio channels, many simultaneous audio channels. And I'm trying to build a multi-mode decoder wrapper around that. Replace my Spark SDR system. Now, down to the question of the night, basically brought up by someone mentioning a Netflix series, All the Light We Cannot See. All of the movies and TV shows mentioned here, Frequency, Testament, apocalyptic type theme, Tesla, Castles in the Sky, and Phenomena, all relating to communications or ham radio in some way. I'd say my number one recommendation of, I guess this really was a TV show, but really in kind of movie format on PBS, produced by Ken Burns' documentary back in the early 90s, was Empire of the Air, Men Who Made a Radio. It goes into a great detail on Lee DeForest, Edwin Howard Armstrong, and David Sarnoff, and how they kind of kicked off the whole radio broadcast. Of course, touching on Spark Gap and some of the early AM that was done back in the day. Highly recommend, if you can find Empire of the Air, to download it or check it out. Somebody had mentioned the movie Frequency. I don't know if you're aware, but there was actually a TV show also called Frequency, which maybe followed kind of the same line as the movie, but was a couple seasons, each having, half a dozen or four episodes per season. So if you can find that, stream Frequency, the TV series. With respect to the apocalyptic kind of view that Jeff mentioned with Testament, was a CBS series called Jericho, which started out with essentially a fellow who I believe lived in Colorado, was on his way home, and an EMP occurred on his drive home, basically knocked everything out. I believe it was a three-season, maybe even a four-season show. But every episode began with a CW message, and they highlighted radio, of course, tube radio. Of course, the ham that they had in Jericho was kind of a little wacky, but was always interesting every episode to try to decode the CW message at the intro to the show and see how that related to the particular episode. One that nobody mentioned, which a very good one with Jodie Foster, which opens up with ham radio, and I believe it was a Collins radio that Jodie Foster starts out. They show her as a young child, and her dad is a ham radio operator. The movie Contact, Jodie Foster goes on to become a radio astronomer and is using large radio telescopes to listen to things out in the universe. Excellent movie. only because they seem to get it right at the beginning. I recall the dad saying to Jody, you know, small increments, tune slowly, you know, don't just go spinning that dial to try to hear people. Let's see, of course, if you were a kid growing up in the, I guess maybe it was the 80s or 90s or with the ALF a TV series, and of course he had ham radio. A pretty recent TV set of episodes, Last Man Standing with Tim Allen, kind of featured ham radio in the background. He had it in his place of business. So lots of QSL cards and radio set up on the desk. I don't think they ever actually had an episode of him using it, but I know the station was actually active by a lot of the hams who were on set. And if you're lucky enough to work them while they were still filming, there was a pretty good certificate that you could get for the QSOs made. And I believe they had some special events where they had a number of stations around the U.S. that activated that call sign. And then, of course, not really ham radio related, but being that it's coming up on the Christmas season and something that we do in our family every year on Thanksgiving holiday is we watch A Christmas Story, written by ham radio operator Gene Shepard, K2ORS. And if you've never seen A Christmas Story, you got to see it. But no real radio in it per se, but maybe other than Ralphie, you'll poke your eye out if you get a BB gun hovering around the old floor style radio, listening to Orphan Annie getting his decoder ring in the mail. So anyway, there you go. That's the rest of my list. And let me take a quick break. I'll say this is K1RA. This concludes the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. Thanks to all who participated this evening. If you have any questions or comments on tonight's net or of the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association or becoming a licensed radio operator, please send an email to FARANET, that's FARANET, at W4VA.org, and you will receive a reply. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of this net. I will briefly go over to 70 centimeters to do a quick roll call. Anybody would like to test out their UHF 70 centimeter equipment tonight? The repeater frequency again is 442, decimal 250, plus split, same PL. This is K1RA returning the repeater to normal use. Good night.
Node K1RA disconnected.